Hello and welcome to the DR Congo Today. Coming up on today's program. Baby gorillas smuggling, a plane crash killing 7 people, an update on the conflict in Congo, and child soldiers, and an ex-rebel who is now working for the UN. Our first story today is about the release of child soldiers. Here to tell us more is Kate Lennox.
Following a meeting between a United Nations agent and the DRC's defence minister, it was agreed that many children would be released from the Congolese armed forces and other forces. Already this year, around 1,200 child soldiers have been released from many armed groups and reintroduced to their families. It is believed that doing this is the only way that peace can be fully restored to the country. It was not only the issue of child soldiers that the UN official addressed, however, but also the issue of sexual violence that has ruined the lives of many girls in the DRC. Since a peace agreement was signed in March, the UN has been trying to stamp out child exploitation altogether in the DRC, and it is believed that the country is finally taking a step in the right direction.
Our next reporter is Vela Simpson, who is going to give us an update on the current situation regarding the conflict. We all know that wildlife is one of the things this country has to be proud of, but how can we retain this feeling if our gorillas are going to be smuggled? Here to tell us more is Alexis Tevendale.
A smuggler was caught smuggling a baby gorilla in eastern DR Congo. The ICCN arrested the animal smuggler at the Goma International Airport just as he arrived on a flight from Walkiera. The gorilla was found at the bottom of a carrier bag in very poor health. The director of the Virginia National Park said that baby gorillas can fetch up to $20,000. This is yet more proof that animal poaching and smuggling is thriving in this region.
And now, a plane crash that killed 7 people. Harriet Tevendale is in the West now. Over to you, Harriet.
Thanks, Morgan. I'm live in the western part of Congo. All 7 crew members of a Boeing 737 were all killed when a plane crashed. The Transport Minister of Central African Republic announced the day after the incident. The crash happened as the plane was landing at Kenya. In the aircraft was flying to Zimbabwe for repairs, as it had been in the Cameroon for the last 2 years. It is thought that the plane had crashed because it needed repairs, and also it had not flown in over a year.
And finally, on this program, Kaya Gibson is going to give us an insight on an ex-rebel who is now working for the UN.
Oh, wait. A man called Gen Bato Nadlana, who is an ex-rebel, is playing a leading role in the UN mission in the DR of Congo. Gen Bato Nadlana is a known war criminal, which the DR of Congo from the year 2002-2003. He is wanted for making children join as soldiers, but he has been working at the UN topic biscuit.